Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
We're in our 7 o'clock hour, and it is brought to you by Zero Res, Smart, Lasting, Clean. This is the morning shift on Sports Radio 929 The Game. We got Mike, Bo, and Tiff in studio with you, and Bo Morgan is on the road getting set for the Falcons and Eagles in Monday Night Football.
Yeah, it's usually what we would call a Falcons Friday leading into the game, but obviously with it being Monday Night Football, we get a chance to catch up with everybody on Monday as well. You'll also hear me and Chris Goforth tonight. We'll be on pregame starting at 6 o'clock. And we'll come on right after the game, and we'll give you 2 hours post-game to talk about what all we saw. Hopefully, we're talking about a Falcons win, or at least a Falcons team, Bo, that has made many strides since we had to talk about them in post-game last week.
Yeah, we want to see offense tonight. We want to see that rust gone. We want to see some touchdowns. I tell you what, if I have to talk about Kirk Cousins' ankle one more time or his Achilles one more time, I'm going to lose my mind. I was texting with John Fricky because Fricky was on yesterday, and me and Sprinkles Tiff were on our Sunday. We like to go on a walk before I travel, and so we're out on a walk, and I was listening to Fricky and John, and I were texting back and forth and talking about health, and I'm like, look, I think the guy's healthy. I think there was rust. I go, and I don't think that you did a good enough job making adjustments on TJ Watt. Ironically enough, we walk in the hotel last night after dinner, and there's a lady standing there in a TJ Watt jersey at the elevators, and Arch told her, that's not funny, wearing that jersey in here.
Settle
this real quick. It was almost like a perfect storm, guys. You played an elite defense. I think you saw that yesterday, how good that defense still is, that Pittsburgh defense. They've got elite players at every position, at edge, in defensive line, linebackers. They've got elite guys in the secondary. That Pittsburgh defense is a top five defense in the league. You had a first-time OC. You had a quarterback who hadn't almost a full calendar year, who, for whatever reason, whatever you want to bring into it, did or didn't play in the preseason. I just think there were a lot of things that kind of perfect stormed you last week, and I hope to think that this week you've gotten the rust off. You got a defense you know that can be ran on, whether they will or not. And I think on the other side, your defense can continue the momentum they built last week.
So I do want to ask, and I know we talked about it earlier too. So you have A.J. Brown, obviously a significant piece of the Eagles offense, out for this one. And since you kind of mentioned defense, we do have Nate Landman out for this one in this matchup, as well as Antonio Hamilton Sr. is going to be out for this game as well. I want to get to Saquon Barkley because he had over 100 yards rushing, 23 yards receiving, and a couple of touchdowns, as you mentioned, Bo, in that game. Against the Packers out in Brazil for their week one victory. He's had a ton of time off now leading into this matchup. And Nick Sirianni, the Eagles head coach, talked about how because he got so many touches in week one, they really did kind of a load management for him during practice this week. So basically what I'm hearing is we should get a refresh Saquon Barkley.
Oh,
does that awesome concern you guys?
Yeah, not refreshed. If this had been a Sunday to Thursday, I would still be concerned about Saquon Barkley, just from the simple fact that he's one of the more dynamic players that this team has seen in quite some time. And I will say this, the fact that A.J. Brown is out, I think lends itself to, you know, that group, Jimmy Lake and company, being able to look a little bit more at the run game and rolling down safeties and a little more run support. I think you would have been a little more hesitant to do that with A.J. Brown in the lineup. He is obviously the most physical wide receiver they have, but I think with him being out, maybe you're a half step quicker if you're one of those safeties and a guy like Simmons to roll down in the box and take care of that. But it has to start up front with those guys. And that offensive line, I've talked about him until I'm blue in the face. Landon Dickerson, you know, Jordan Mailata, Lane Johnson, those guys up front are a very, very, very good unit. They might actually be the best unit on either team, offense or defense, that'll be on the field tonight. So it's going to be a tough task either way, Bo.
Best, that's high praise considering the wide receiver core that Philly boasts. I know even with A.J. Brown out, but if healthy. Yeah, you know, I'm sitting here looking at Jalen Hurts still ran the ball about 13 times last week. They're going to – so limiting him in his run game, that wasn't a great deal. But Saquon is a scary player when he's healthy. He hasn't been as healthy in his NFL career as you would hope, but he's a $13 million player, and they're going to get their run out of him. I mean, that's the gist of it. They're going to get what they paid for out of him, and he is scary. Having A.J. Brown, to me, just not having him on the field opens it up because I think it makes your secondary immediately better, and I'm talking about your corners, whoever you have out there, whether it's Mike Hughes or Clark Phillips, and then obviously A.J. And Jahan Dotson's going to be asked to step up, and he's a guy who is a good player, but he didn't really pan out in Washington, and they kind of – you know, bailed on him in a division trade, which you don't see a lot, but you do. You've got to find a time. You got to find a way for your big guys up front to slow down Saquon Barkley and put Jalen Hurts in a situation where he has to beat you in the pocket with his arm. And in the pocket with his arm, he has been a turnover machine his last 18 starts in the regular season. I'm a Jalen Hurts guy, but whatever he's not feeling comfortable with his legs at this point in time is affecting his accuracy and his turnovers in the pocket.
All right, let's flip to the Falcons offense then. And I know you said you started talking about Kirk Cousins and his whole foot, Achilles, ankle area, whatever you want to categorize it as. But the weapons that the Falcons have on offense, you didn't see a lot from Kyle Pitts last week, and then you got Drake London, too. So, I mean, what do you expect from these guys now that first game's out of the way? It's in the past. What are you looking for them to do against the Eagles defense?
Well, I honestly don't know. And Bo mentioned this earlier, Tiff. He said perfect storm, right? He's like, yeah, it's kind of a perfect storm last week. I would make the argument that the better use of words is saying that nothing looked the way you thought it would. And maybe that is a perfect storm, but I thought there would be more creativity in the way we utilize a lot of those guys. There was not. You didn't see much of Kyle Pitts, mostly because most of the second half he was chipping T.J. Watt on his way out, albeit pretty much ineffectively for most of the second half as well. So, I honestly don't know. You did not think that Ray-Ray McCloud would be your leading target guy or leading receiver last week. And the only thing that looked the way I thought it would was the run game on the first drive with Bijan running wide zone and then Tyler Allgeier and him in the backfield together. So, everything has to be better. Caleb McGarry has to be better. Kirk Cousins has to be better. His mobility has to be better. The creativity and the play calling has to be better. And guys just simply have to step up and do a better job. I think the one X factor I'm looking at, Bo, is probably Drew Dolman in the middle against these defensive tackles. I think if I was Philadelphia's defensive coordinator, I'd rush five, and I'd try to put Drew Dolman on an island with a Jalen Carter, and I'd go from there. And so that's a scary thought, too, if you're not going to run play action or do some of those other things.
It's funny that you mentioned that, Mike, and I didn't want to get – I wanted to kind of answer Tiffany's thing, but now you've took me another way. I was watching Bill Belichick, and I can't even remember who he was with on the ESPN show on Saturday morning, and they were breaking down – what the Steelers did to the Falcons, and they were talking Eagles Falcons, but Belichick showed that what you just said is exactly what Mike Tomlin and that Pittsburgh defense did. They had five guys coming in. A lot of times they were showing five-man fronts against this Falcons offensive line, and they were basically saying, we're going to come at you. And we're going to make you do – we're not going to allow you to double-team Cam Hayward. And so you've got guys like Cam Hayward and T.J. Watt and Keanu Benton and Ogunjobi, just in Montrevious Adams. These guys are going one-on-one, and they're spurting times where I don't give a damn what Kirk Cousins' ankle looked like or who was getting open where. Bergeron and Dolman, they had a couple of jailbreaks, Mike, where it looked like there was a screenplay. But the only thing was there was no back there to dump off to. So Kirk didn't step into a ball. And there were times where he did throw the ball in the receiver's feet, and it looked like he was short-arming it. But in reality, if he put anything on the ball, it's an interception. He was essentially throwing the ball away at receiver's feet. And I think it maybe people say, well, see, he has no zip on the ball. There was times where he looked like he was rusty and forced balls into areas that he can't do. The Darnell Mooney play where the ball is tipped and goes through his hands, that was one where it was a forced kind of rushed, I don't know what you want to call it, play from Kirk Cousins. So to y'all's point, they have to give time for these routes to develop and for guys to get open, but the receivers are going to have some urgency with getting open as quick. And maybe Mike, you can talk about Zach Robinson has some quick developing plays, right? Some quick routes, get the ball out of his hand really quick to kind of neutralize.
Yeah, I mean, there's a ton of stuff to discuss here. We're going to get to do more of that throughout the show, and when Dave Archer joins us, are you guys going to? Well, he might be joining us, maybe. We'll discuss that more. I know you're holding it down in Philly. When we come back here, let's stick with the NFL and discuss what's going on around the league. Injuries, scores, all that ahead on the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.